The Mike Missinelli Show.
Yeah. Lurch Stevens. Mike Missinelli. Mike. 97.5. We live. It's like coming to you live from City Line. You know the time. 2-6, Mikey Miss. 97.5. No matter where you at, tune into the show. I'm telling you, television, telephone, radio, let's go. He got the city on lock, and it ain't a question. Been on top a long time, and he's still flexing. Came a long way from the barrel that raised him, and never forgot where he came from. Cause he taking your calls, talking about y'all, talking about life, man, he talk about it all. Smooth on the mic like a fadeaway from Jordan. You turn into a beast when that lightsaber caught it. Top shelf, A1 guest around the globe. Best interviews and topics you didn't know. Sparring with callers, back and forth like a Google chat. His resume speaks for itself, yeah, you can Google that. Every year, it's the man you've been waiting for. The sports talk off the Fonzarelli, Mike Missinelli. Yeah. Mike Missinelli.
Yeah, the sports talk Arthur Fonzarelli. On a Friday, Smooth Groove Friday, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, is Mike Missinelli Show. Football Friday. Yes, a football weekend. We finally have football. We had it last night, and I think a lot of people were gacked to see football live on their television screen last night as the Kansas City Chiefs win. There was some controversy at the start of it, which... I don't know, had that happened in Philadelphia, it might have been a different national vibe, but we'll talk about that later. At least football is back. And here we go with the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, you kind of forget that Doug Peterson is, he's unblemished in an opener. 4-0 in opener. So Dougie can coach the crap out of home openers. And so therefore, I am not worried. That reinforced my feeling that the Eagles win this game going away. And there's a lot of people out there, they're a little nervous about it. They have a good front. No. The Eagles are a much better team. They will win this game relatively easy. They will cover. This is a 10-point-plus game. Are you feeling the same thing, Tyron?
I got there. It took me a little while. Earlier in the week, I was a little worried. Now, looking at it, I think they smoked this team. I don't think Washington scores very much either.
Okay. So we're good. We're golden. We had to talk about the merits of this team here, which we have not done. We haven't really talked about the merits of the team and where they're going to show us how strong they are, on what areas of the field. I have never seen more hype about this quarterback ever. Now, there's probably a lot of factors for that because there's not a lot of stuff to write about. The writers haven't really been at the practices where they're digging in and they're not talking to coaches and stuff like that, except for the Zoom setup chats. So Carson Wentz is an easy topic to talk about, but my God, he's gained weight. He's married with a kid. He's settled down. He's got he's more of a leader. His teammates respect him more. I mean, this is like the golden boy coming out here for the season, Tyrone, isn't it?
Yeah, I disagree with you on this one completely.
All right, why?
I don't think they're doing anything outside of the ordinary. No, that's not happening in every city where they have a good quarterback.
Okay.
And it's not like they're treating him like Lamar Jackson.
I think maybe he deserves it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this could be a year where he's going to really bust out and be an MVP candidate.
Maybe. But I think that this time of year, around the country, it starts to focus on the quarterbacks. And I think he's had a good offseason as far as what he said, and I think that has swayed a lot of people more than anything he possibly could be doing on the practice field, because what do they know of a practice field?
Yeah.
And I think that what he came out about the racial injustice and that kind of stuff,
yeah,
I think the teammates are probably talking about him more this year than they have the previous years, because last year, the year before, they were talking about Foles.
Well, this is all good, because I'm in Carson's camp, right? And what I see, at least I noticed, I think that the Eagles are preparing to move on from Carson. And the only thing that's going to stop that is that the dude balls out. And like, he could change their mind and go, okay, we realize now we do have a franchise quarterback. So all this stuff about us drafting the other guy is nonsense.
And I think that's what makes me hesitant about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if a franchise quarterback can operate like that.
With what, the guy on the shoulder?
With that whole
circumstance?
Yeah, being 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Like, Dak is down there in Dallas on the franchise tag.
Yeah.
You know that's a 1-year deal. you know how they feel about you. They're not married to you.
Yeah.
The Eagles are trying to straddle it. You give him the long-term deal like he's your guy, and then you undermine him at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can really have long-term success like that, because you're going to have ups and downs no matter how good the season.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Most of the fans don't think they're undermining him. I mean, it's just it's cynical people like us
that
they're undermining him, right? So the majority of fan base doesn't see that side of it at all.
The fans, you're right, but I think he does, because I don't think he's dumb.
Uh-huh.
And I think that he knows... Imagine you go out and think, okay, I just have to go out and win. Like last year, you saw who he was throwing to late in that year.
Right.
Those guys stunk. He got those guys to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a concussion, which wasn't his fault, just gets a concussion.
Yeah.
There's stories about how he can't finish a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
They draft a quarterback after that. I don't know if he can possibly be confident going into the year.
But everything is in his control at this point. Like he controls the whole situation. And if he controls it to the extent where he shows everybody he's one of the top four quarterbacks in the league, then there's no more consternation about that position. There's only consternation now because of the injuries that have prevented him from playing games. There's consternation because there's this new wave of quarterback in the NFL that I think that this front office gets a little tickled by. But he can stop it all. He can stop it all by performing every day as a franchise quarterback, every Sunday whenever they play.
Yes, but you just said top four.
Uh-huh. Top five?
Saying what if he's sixth or fifth?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's in the ballpark.
Would that be enough?
Yeah, we'll know if he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. We'll see it. And so it's within his control. And then people say, see, that was the right thing to do, to put that kind of heat on him. Even though it probably is not connected, but you know how people are going to say. See, Carson needed that motivation. That's good. I'm glad they drafted Hurts. All stuff like that. So, but in any event, let's play a little quick game here called Are We Happy With?
All right.
All right, so let's go, are we happy with our quarterback situation?
Yes.
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 Right?
Yes.
Nat?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Are we happy with our running back situation?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Because everybody's healthy.
Okay, so that's part of it.
Yeah.
Now you got it. So, are you happy? Or are you just is it a teeth smile, or is it just a non open mouth smile?
It's a teeth smile.
The teeth smile,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Scott, and I'm glad they picked up a fourth guy. I like their
okay. Are we happy with their wide receiver situation?
Happier than last year. That's not a teeth smile.
It's not a teeth smile.
No.
Okay. Are we happy with our tight end situation?
Yes, best in the league.
Okay, now there's this pall over it, which has to be put in there. But primarily, we're happy with it.
Yeah.
Are we happy with our offensive line situation?
No.
Now it comes out today, Lane Johnson had a surgery that we didn't really know about, and that's been the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So has it been decided whether he's playing?
Not yet.
Not yet.
My guess is he'll play.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been at practice, and when they're doing the install, he's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be happy with it right now.
Okay. Let's go to the other side. Are we happy with our defensive line?
Yes, but it's not a teeth
okay,
smile.
Okay, so, but it's a yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got really good tackles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Are we happy with the linebackers?
No. You have no idea.
That's a frown.
Yeah, you have
That's a frown face.
Mm-hmm.
The least important position, but no clue if those guys can play.
All right, we have with the cornerbacks.
Yes, because they're better than last year. Because they could not be worse.
Okay. We have with the safeties.
Don't know. It's just a flat line.
That's a flat line, TBD. No expression.
Yeah, nothing. I think Mills, everybody says that close to the line of scrimmage thing mm-hmm. probably suits Mills, and he hasn't looked out. But I need to see something in a game.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like linebacker where these guys have never played football. Or played enough football. So I feel better than linebacker, but not good.
Okay. And finally, are we happy with the special teams, and without the kicker punter, just the special teams that cover and do that stuff?
For sure.
Yeah, because they've got some good special teamers.
Yeah, and good coach, and they've always been good. And Adam mm-hmm. Rager, if nothing else, even if he struggles at wide receiver, mm-hmm. I think he'll do some things in the return game.
And we're certainly happy with the kicker punter, right?
The punter for sure, the kicker most of the time, but not all the time.
Not all the time.
Inside, close kicks, he misses too many.
Push comes to shove, you're happy with him.
He's a smile.
He's smile on the punter, perhaps the best in football.
And the
closed mouth smile.
Yeah, a Tyrone type smile for the kicker. Mm. A Natalie smile for the punter.
All right, and finally, are we happy with the long snapper?
Yeah, he actually does. I mean, we have not needed to worry about him at all. Mm-hmm. And that's the job. Like, yeah. I don't remember many bad snaps in the punt game or the kick game in years.
We happy with the coaching staff?
That's a question mark.
Yeah. Huh.
We know about the head coach.
Yeah.
There is no offensive coordinator.
Some new guys in there now.
Right. And no.
You're not happy with the coaching staff.
I'm in the middle. Huh. And Schwartz needs to show me a little bit more. He didn't like Malcolm Jenkins.
Uh-huh.
He thought Jenkins wanted to do what Jenkins wanted to do. That's part of why Jenkins is gone. He has more power than any defensive coordinator probably in the game. He runs off young players. Maybe those guys can't play, or we'll find out that he wasn't developing them properly. So I got some questions about Schwartz. He's got Slay. Mm-hmm. Use him correctly. Will they get pressure? He hates the blitz. All that kind of stuff. Schwartz overall does a good job, but I can't just go in and think with all these new parts, he's automatically going to figure it out.
All right, so generally, we're happy.
Yeah.
Generally, we're happy. And what that comes out to is a win Sunday, and most likely a playoff team of 10 wins. Easy.
That's what
we can't sit. We're not sitting here in angst at all.
I am, though.
You a little angst?
For this reason. I don't sign up for 10 wins, Mike. Like, I don't.
And
this is my problem. Since the Super Bowl, everybody, not you, Mike, but I'm going to remove this shell. The expectations drop. The bar drops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think right now the Eagles are Super Bowl contenders. That's what I signed up for.
I certainly agree with that.
And that's my problem.
I agree with that. And so that's a sense of disappointment that they're not Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah.
Okay. I got that. We look at this team and we can say that they're not Super Bowl contenders. They're good, but they're not great. They're not a team that you go, wow, they got a chance.
Yeah, a quick example. Let's say City Jones could play. Mm-hmm. You then don't have to pay Darius Slay $50 million, and then you can take that cap room, and who knows what you might do to help your quarterback on the offensive side. But because you drafted Douglas and Jones in the second and third round, they both are now gone. You had to go spend money for a corner, which limits your ability to spend money for skill position. They spend money on the lines. Howie's smart about that. But imagine if you had Deshaun and another outside guy you knew about versus a rookie who you hope about. If Rager is a star, sure, they can make, then they become, but if they had a guy opposite and you were able to have the money to pay him because that $50 million went to a receiver, now I'm talking.
All right, so let's open it up for because I think we agree here that they're not a Super Bowl contender. Now, how does that sit with you? The problem is that I'm kind of letting them off the hook, and I'm not getting angry that they're not a Super Bowl contender because I've already been disappointed this year. And so I go, okay, I got to take what they give me at this point because otherwise I'll blow my brains out to think that this team could win a Super Bowl. So my expectations have gone down to the point where I'm going to have to be satisfied with a playoff season, but not a great Super Bowl contender. And to think anything else is, he's looking at me with hairy eyeballs.
I can't think of anything else
is like to set myself up for like a reality that's not really there. The reality when I look at this team is that they're not a Super Bowl team, but they're pretty good. So I'll take it. I have to take it as I see it. And I'll start with this Sunday where they win the game by 10. And then I go into next week, I go, well, maybe they're good.
One game at a time.
Right. You'll learn as you go along how good they are. Right now, you evaluate and you go, nah, I don't see Super Bowl. But that can always change depending on how they play together and blend and what they're doing on offense and defense, stuff like that. So it could change. But right now, they're not. And so how do you feel about that? 610-632-0975 is how you climb in on a Football Friday. Brian Westbrook talking some football starting at 4 o'clock. He'll join us for an hour. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. It's on 97.5 The Fanatic and our friends on TV at NBC Sports Philly. Back after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right.
everybody. It is 4:33 on the Mike Mussinelli Show. It is time for a Twitter poll update. And then I got this major announcement. It's right here. I got Natalie, give me a Twitter poll. I got to open this.
All right, Mike, today's Twitter poll. Are the Eagles Super Bowl contenders? Over 1,300 votes. 41% say yes, 59% say no.
Oh, my word. Here is the announcement.
Yeah. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, join Devon Gibbons, Brian Westbrook, and a man that we have on the line right now, the great Derek Gunn, the Fanatic pregame show Sunday, live from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. D Gunn, are you with us?
Man, how you doing, man?
Good. We are so grateful that you've decided to do this. It is taking the show to another notch.
Man, you know, when this was the offer was presented to me, the first thing I asked was, first of all, who am I going to be working with? And they said Devon and Brian. And I thought for a second, I said, Brian Westbrook, let's see. He was one of the guys who gave me so much grief in the locker room weekly. I said, I don't know if I can work with this guy. I mean, this guy to work with. I said, you know what? B. West and I, we've been close friends for a long time. I have the utmost respect for both of these guys. And I'm excited. It's something I haven't done before. And I'm excited about doing this. You know me. You guys know me. I love talking football. And what better format, what better platform to be able to talk football and then on 97.5 The Fanatic, and especially with two guys I have a lot of respect for.
Well, listen, this is great news for the station that you're joining the pregame show. And you are so right about Westbrook. It's amazing because when he was a player, and I tell him this all the time, he was a pain in the butt. He was Mr. Grumbles.
You know what he would say all the time? D-Gun, I got to get my work in. And 5 minutes later, you see him standing in the corner talking to the players. He's not even working.
He wanted nothing to do with the media.
Let me defend myself. First of all, this is number one. This is absolute truth. I love Derek Gunn's work. And listen, Derek Gunn, when I came to Philadelphia to Villanova in 97, Derek Gunn was already at Comcast. And he was doing this thing. And I think they were kind of just getting started. And I used to watch Comcast Sportsnet all the time and just watch what you guys did. And I saw his professionalism. I saw his ability to track stories. And then as I became a player, now I'm watching him develop this craft, continue to get better and better. And I'm watching him get stories that nobody else had. And there was only one D Gunn that was getting the stories inside the locker room, outside the locker room. He was talking to Joe Banner at the time, Andy Reid. He was talking to McNabb, Dawkins, everyone else. And as a player, I'm going to tell you the truth. I used to come outside the locker room and D Gunn is standing there talking to somebody else, to Dawkins or somebody else. I was jealous. I was disappointed because I felt like I was his man. I felt like I was his go-to guy. And I walk out of the locker room and he's busy chatting it up with some other player. And I didn't appreciate it. And I didn't like it.
Total fiction. By the way, because you ran from the media. You had nothing to do with it. I saw it. I saw it firsthand. He thought the media was a virus coming his way. You know?
Hey, Mike, and also he would do this too. He would also be one of the last guys to leave the locker room. Now, when B. West left the locker room, he looked like he was stepping out of GQ magazine. So I know he wanted to be meticulous. I mean, this man had on $10,000 suits, the jewelry.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to tell you how slick he got, Mike. He would wait, I guarantee you, he would wait sometimes until I had a guest. And he will walk by me and wave like, okay, you're talking to somebody else now.
You were busy. This is my point. This is my exact point.
I got you.
You were too busy for me.
Yeah, okay.
No, too busy.
But Mike, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, Mike. I can't be more excited, number one, to be doing the pregame show again this season. And we're going to be on 3 hours before the game, right up until game time. I couldn't be more excited to be doing the pregame show again with the great Devon Gibbons. He does a great job of kind of quarterbacking, point guarding our thing, passing the ball around, making sure that everyone, gets their point heard and things like that. But to be able to be joined with someone that knows the team so well, someone that knows the environment, understands Philadelphia, understands everything that goes into a football game, like a guy like D Gunn. I mean, it doesn't get any better for that. So this is literally a career highlight for me to be able to be on a pregame show with Devon Gibbons as well as D Gunn. I mean, it doesn't get much better. The only thing that comes close to this is being on the show with Mike Missanelli, Tyrone, and Nate Natalie's. Only thing that comes close to.
Oh, this
Looks
is
like
going
to
be.
I'm going to have to give him a slab of ribs then for that comment.
Oh, absolutely. You got to bring the slab on Sunday now. Now, here's the here's how it'll work. Vaughn kicks things off at 9 a.m. And then Brian and D Gunn join Devon from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'll get you ready for this week's game, Birds in Washington, and subsequent games as we go through the season. It's the Fanatic pregame show. It's presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. It is live from Parks Casino. Of course, they're Pennsylvania's number one casino, and you must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, D, listen, welcome to the family. And what is your game plan to work with these two guys? What specifically will you bring to this show?
Well, you know, the thing is, the one thing I like most about this is I don't have to quarterback a show. I don't have to distribute questions and then just sit there and listen to answers. I get to actually debate, talk, engage. And I think my asset will be getting updated information, basically giving you information about what I know about certain individuals or certain situations, hopefully continuously getting you the inactive reports before the 15, 20 minutes before they come out to the rest of the general public. And then I'm looking forward to debating Brian. Now, Brian played the game at his highest level. I've covered this game for 41 years. And I think between us three, I think there's going to be a great organic chemistry there. And I'm going to happily and respectfully, in a lot of cases, I won't say a lot of cases, but in cases, agree to disagree with some of the things. I think that's what makes a great show. Is not just agreeing with everything that's being said, mm-hmm. but having a debate. And I'm looking forward to debating a guy who I put on the highest pedestal possible in terms of who I respect in the 23 years that I've covered the Philadelphia sports scene.
Well, it's going to be great, and I can't wait. So, listen, thanks for being with us today, and we're all excited about the new Fanatic pregame show. It's live from Parks Casino on Sundays with Devon Givens, Brian Westbrook, and Derek Gunn. Derek, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, B-West, you can't run from me anymore like you used to. I'm just letting you
know. That's right. I'll see you Sunday, brother. I'll see you.
All right, man. We'll talk to you. Just don't bring up basketball to Brian Westbrook on these shows.
Oh, yeah, actually, man, you know how it is.
God, it was general manager talk.
Yeah. I will say one thing about Brian. It's a compliment. Mm-hmm. The passion that he has about the NBA was something obviously I had no clue about. I thought honestly think in some ways Brian is more passionate now about the NBA than the NFL at this point.
Well, I think, you know what, this is the truth. I think that there's an easier way to see success in the NBA. We see all the teams that are still playing in the playoffs, they do it one way. It's all guard play. And I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I mean, you got to have guard play to win in this league. And right now, the Sixers don't have a good enough guard play to even contend, to even be mentioned with some of the best teams in the league. So that's absolutely true.
All right, man. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. And this is, of course, Football Friday, brought to you by AAA, wherever the open road takes you, take AAA. Brian Westbrook on with us for about 15 more minutes. So get your calls in at 610-622-0975. Back after this quick break.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in on the Sound Off line if you've got something to say about anything, frankly. So as we roll into the weekend, Eagle football starting on Sunday at 1 in Washington, let's see what we have on Sound Off.
On the first Football Friday of the year, from the Fighting Earl Bristol, Coach Al!
The Storm got 7 touchdowns! Miles Sanders! They are just 14 yards! The Bulls are going
Yes, and Coach Al did call Anthony today.
He did.
Coach Al was live on the air for the Eagles Super Bowl.
He did, yeah, 62-0 he predicted. Yes. Just 62-0.
I could get a bat at 53 years old, batting left-handed, and hit a ball off Tommy Hunter 400 feet. I don't know what Matt Klentak thought that he was going to get out of these relievers that he came into the season with, and then he traded for four other guys that stink, because I know I could get a bat and hit something hard off a workman. And that guy, what's the guy you like, the one with all the Parker? All these guys, they stink, Mike.
Yeah, they traded bad for bad. Like, what can I tell you? This Tommy Hunter fascination is what this team has gone on for 3 years. But, like, I have no idea what the hell they're even thinking with this guy.
People say he's good.
Yeah, well, he's a veteran reliever. He is?
This bullpen stinks. They ought to dump the whole crew. That's it. Bye.
They tried that already. They dumped the whole crew. They got another crew. They can't dump it now.
The whole crew,
they stink too.
There's no crew
left.
No other crew.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again. With all the minor league players that are available right now and can play, why does the Phillies organization keep putting out the same people over and over again?
Well, you had to be a little more specific. They don't have anybody in the minor leagues that's going to really make a difference. Now, that seems hard to believe, especially when it comes to pitching. But they have zero. And so it is pretty amazing that they can't produce anybody that can help them out. They did produce Boehm, though. So there you go.
Awesome work by the Fanatic getting D-Gun for Eagles pregame. I like listening to Eagles pregame on the Fanatic, and D-Gun is a great dude who always did a great job. So D-Gun on the Fanatic, major kudos on that one, bro.
Yeah, there you go. D-Gun joining Brian Westbrook, Devon Gibbons for our Sunday pregame show, and we're all gacked about that.
You know how to stop a Phillies win streak or anything positive the Phillies do? Have them play the Florida stinking Marlins. This team can't beat the Marlins. It'll be another year why they don't make the playoffs, because they lose to the Marlins.
Well, I don't know if you check the standings. The Marlins are a lot better than they used to be. So they're in the throes of the playoff race. So it's not as much of a disgrace to get beat by the Marlins, but I hear your point.
Yeah, this whole bullpen situation with the Phillies. Yeah, so what? They make the playoffs. What are they going to do? Be like the Sixers and get embarrassed? Yeah, great. I'd rather they not. And then you got Joe Kapler, Gabe Girardi, sending freaking Walkman out every night to close. He's not a closer.
Walkman.
I had a Walkman.
So did I.
A lot of people mad about this bullpen on Sound Off tonight.
You're more concerned about the Phillies, yeah, than the Eagles at this point. Listen, the Phillies aren't dreadful. Like, they did have a winning streak in there, right? They do hit every game.
Whatever. Listen, don't call it Sunday Night Football when it's on Thursday. What's the matter with you people? Are you idiots? For God's sake, stop it.
Well, who called it Sunday Night Football?
On the broadcast.
Oh, they
because
did?
It was the Sunday Night crew. They said Sunday Night Football on Thursday. Like, they kept, because that's the brand.
Oh,
like,
okay.
The show is called Sunday Night Football. It just happened to air on Thursday.
Yeah. I wasn't listening to the announcers when the fans started booing the Unity thing. Mentioned at all? They ignored it?
No, they didn't say anything.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
Complete silence.
Disappointing.
Mike, what's going on with Sound Off? What is this, the ignorant speak off? Can we not give these ignorant people any more of a platform? Social media is enough.
Yeah, listen, we open our limbs to all, and so if you got something to say, and we're gonna play it. We're not gonna censor it. I mean, we pick and choose our Sound Off calls, obviously, but we don't just go, if you have another opinion, we're not gonna censor you for it.
I'm not a Dak Prescott fan, but as a black man who has battled depression for years and has struggled with it during this pandemic, I respect what he did coming forward and talking about his depression. He's a better leader and a better man than will ever be.
Yeah. I didn't curse. I didn't want the guy's name said on the show.
Yeah. Well, listen, the guy we're talking about is the guy I had the stories confrontation with. And if you're young, you probably don't remember it, but the Google me comes from a confrontation with that idiot. All right, so there's that. Google me! That's right.
The booing before the game was not what you guys are thinking. It's because they were booing Houston because they were in the locker room and weren't coming out on the field to join in. Thank you.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. It's a shame I don't have a conversation with the guy. I was curious to know, how do you breathe with your head in the sand? Do you put a snorkel in there and then gets the oxygen? Like that, you know.
It's tricky.
I just want to know. I want to know how he does it. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
That was Sound Off. Future Sound Off, 610-771-9705. All right, stay tuned. We got a new show coming up. The second time I think they've been on. Draft Line Show. Yeah, Devon and Jamie Lynch. And then Devon for the rest of the evening.
Real fast, right? Mike, Daniel House has been kicked up out of the bubble because he snuck one of the girls from the staff up in his room.
Stop.
So they're in a playoff series with the Lakers, and they will not have one of their main players because he snuck a girl from who was staff from the hotel.
Would you say it's
up into the room?
It's undefeated. All right, everybody, you guys have a great weekend, and I like the Eagles. 24, I'll give the Redskins, not Redskins, I'll give Washington a field goal. So 24-13 I got. That's a cover.
Like
you, what do you got?
I got a 27-17.
27-17. Yeah. All right, Natalie?
I'm going to do 24-17.
24-17,
Eagles.
Not a cover.
No.
Oh, wait, it is a cover.
No,
it is a cover, six.
Yeah.
All right, 24-17.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Everybody have a great night, great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.